Well,
this is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. Not all products listed as gluten-free, or some variation of it, were actually free of the protein that can cause life-threatening illness in millions of Americans. That changed August 5th, the deadline given to manufacturers to meet FDA requirements for what they can actually label as gluten-free. Dietitian Denise Taylor with Texas Health Arlington Memorial Hospital explains why that change is important.
Gluten is, that's a protein that's in certain grains. For some people, it damages the intestinal lining of their bodies.
We're talking about people with celiac disease?
Yes, the digestive disease that damages the small intestine and interferes with certain absorption of nutrients from food. People that have celiac disease, they cannot tolerate the gluten, which is that protein that's in wheat, rye, and barley. There's no cure for it. The only way to manage that disease is through watching the diet and staying off gluten. So it's really important. In the United States, there's more than 3 million people that have celiac disease, and then there's another 40 million that have gluten sensitivities. We also know that there's a certain percentage of the population that haven't been diagnosed.
In terms of the labeling for what is and isn't gluten-free, what has the problem been? Has it just been mistakes made in labeling, or has it been a result of manufacturers using the term gluten-free more as a marketing term? What?
Well, it's been a little bit of a variety. There hasn't been a universal method, and now just the gluten-free labeling is what we're going to see versus other types of wording, such as without gluten, free of gluten. We're going to see a more standardized labeling. We also know that the Food and Drug Administration set a gluten limit of less than 20 parts per million in foods that could carry this label. And this is really significant now because we know that that's the lowest level that can be consistently detected in foods in using this valid scientific tools to determine how many parts per million of gluten is in a food.
So in addition to that, then, what does the FDA now consider as suitable for the term gluten-free?
They now allow manufacturers to label that food gluten-free if it doesn't contain different grains such as wheat, rye, barley, or any of the crossbreeds of those grains. You know, interestingly, they're allowing labeling of foods that do not inherently have any gluten, such as, let's say, bottled spring water, fruits and vegetables, and eggs. They'll also be labeled gluten-free.
I thought that was interesting, though. What is the point of putting gluten-free on those type of products if, like you say, they normally wouldn't have gluten in them to begin with?
I think for the consumer, sometimes it can be mysterious while they're shopping. So it really makes it definitive that the products don't have gluten-free. And for some people that suffer from particular diseases like celiac, it could be potentially life-threatening. So it makes it easier as they're looking at all products in the grocery stores to know that they are gluten-free.
Do gluten-free products provide any health or nutritional benefit for people who don't have celiac disease or who are not gluten sensitive?
No, there isn't a health benefit. And sometimes people can be avoiding specific nutrients that they really need, like the B vitamins that are in grains that we eat. So staying off gluten for someone that does not need to does not have any health benefits.